Plans for all of us. Call 131 101 and Mercedes-Benz Brighton. Think Mercedes-Benz, think Mercedes-Benz Brighton.
Okay, what's that racket I hear you ask? That is Husker Du, one of my favourite ever bands. Punk band out of Minnesota, late 70s, early 80s. And that is off a double album. Yes, a seminal album. Someone just asked me, do I like any non-seminal albums? But yes, I do. I like them all. But that's off Zen Arcade, which is a fantastic double album. If you haven't heard it and you like punk music, do yourself a favour. Real punk, not cartoon punk like Green Day, etc. Time now to talk match review panel and injury news out of what has been an incident-packed weekend of football. And joining us on the line is from AFL.com.au, Nick Bowen. G'day, Nick.
G'day, Ro. How things?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good, thanks. You'd be, you're a good North man. You'd be a bit down in the mouth after Friday.
Yeah, look, it was another brave effort without getting the chocolates. But I've really liked a lot of what I've seen at North so far this year, and I think that realistically this is sort of where they're at. They're in that rebuilding phase, so it would be nice to see them get the 4 points. But there's still been a lot to like, I reckon.
I agree, and I think if North fans were realistic at all at the start of a season about what they could expect. Not often you'd be zipping four and be thinking there's a lot of positives, but I agree with you. I reckon the pros have far outweighed the cons, but there could be a very big con coming up today with the match review panel deliberations on Jack Zeeble. What's your take on it?
Yeah, geez, it'd be a big con if it sort of goes down, wouldn't it? Look, I think gut feel is, I think he's okay. I think that, it's really sort of, it's a bump to the body, isn't it? I don't think there was... There's obviously no heads have involved, and I just think in the spirit of the game, these are not the bumps that we were. The bump hasn't been outlawed. I think there is still scope for the bump, and if you execute it properly, then I think you should be fine. So, look, there is scope. I mean, I think that we're all waiting to see what happens. I think that none of these ones are we ever really certain exactly what will happen. So I think there is, some scope for suspension at worst case scenario, but I think he gets off. I think it was an okay bump.
Whatever decision they arrive at, I think, is going to probably set a precedent or at the very least make a big statement. And I think if he does get off, they're probably saying that consequences of an incident don't necessarily carry the weight we thought perhaps they do.
Look, I think that's right. And I think that'll be the real distinction, won't it? I think between the body and the hair. Look, I think we know that regardless of what happens now, if you make head contact and someone is knocked into next week, then you bear the consequences of that. But, Zeeble's obviously, he's hit Travis really hard. He's got broken ribs that'll keep him out for up to 6 weeks. So it is a really significant hit. But I think that, going by, I think the spirit of law and what it was introduced for, I think he's okay, but yeah, look, it really is going to set a precedent. Interestingly, though, right, he wasn't his attempted bump or bump on Phil Davis last week or last round wasn't sort of even mentioned in the AFL's MRP findings. A similar hit, probably Zach Jones on Travis Cloak in round one, that was mainly body as well. He got a fine, so I think. On that basis, I'm reasonably confident that at the most he gets a fine, but we wait and see.
Well, another incident that hasn't attracted, no attention really, certainly over in these parts, but I think pretty hard to argue this one won't get weeks. Mark Lacroix on Alia.
Yeah, definitely. Alia handballs off. Lacroix comes in and gets him high, basically. There's no other sort of way you can sort of see it. Bump, gets him on the mush. Alia went down. I think at least a week. It'll probably depend on, generally there's a week in those sort of situations. If the Swans medical report comes back with anything unusual on that, that's when Lacroix's probably in trouble of perhaps a bit more than a week. But I think it looked pretty much a standard 1 week suspension to me.
Anything else on the MRP front we should be looking out for?
Well, there was the report of Connor McKenna on Riley Knight. Knight was sort of crouched over the ball trying to win it, and Connor's come in and basically got him reasonably flush. So I think he's in a bit of stripe as well. I think it's probably another one that you're looking at 1 week. I think Riley Knight pulled up okay from the bump, but it's just one of those ones that, you know, when someone's crouched over the ball like that, we don't want to see people coming in with a bump. So I think McKenna's probably looking at a week as well.
Let's talk injuries. Obviously, the key ones affecting the Western Bulldogs, and a couple of big ones, literally and metaphorically. Cloak, of course, and Tom Boyd. Where are they at?
Yeah, well, Travis has already been sort of ruled out for up to 6 weeks with a couple of broken ribs, which obviously resulted from that Zeidel hit. So he looked so sore, Rowan, straight away, and I think went to hospital pretty quickly. And I don't think any of us were surprised to sort of hear that diagnosis. Tom Boyd was a different one. I mean, he had dropped a pretty easy mark in the first quarter, and then he's gone down to get the ball, and Scott Thompson at the same time has gone in, and they've had an accidental head clash. Tom Boyd came off, had a mouth under his left eye pretty quick, so I think there's a concern about a possible cheekbone injury there. But he came back on for the rest of the first quarter, but then went down to the rooms and didn't play again. But Luke Beveridge was saying after the game that he had delayed sort of concussion, so it wasn't immediately apparent that he was suffering those sort of effects, but sat out the rest of the game. And I think that in itself will obviously be, you know, he'll be assessed this week for that. But I wouldn't mind betting that there'll certainly be scans on the cheekbone, and they'll be hoping that there's not some damage there as well.
Good work, Nick. We'll catch up with you very soon.
Good on you, Rowan. Thanks for that.
Nick Bowen from AFL.com.au talking match review panel and injuries.